Charles to run to the near side. He's got the open field. He's going to be hit and obliterated. Sacked by Tom Mahaly.
Wants to throw for
Mahaly at the 30, at the 20.
Hey fans, welcome to Chiefs Live, presented by Midwest Ford Dealers. I'm BJ Kissel with Kendall Gammon as we talk about the Chiefs' upcoming game against the Oakland Raiders. Now, Kendall, it is Raider week. Chiefs played this team 3 weeks ago, made the Raiders season by picking up their first win of the season. Now the Chiefs have more to play for through these final three games of the season. What do they need to do to get back to where they were for the majority of the season?
Coming into that first game with the Raiders there, they were even on turnovers. They are now minus five in the turnover ratio. They've lost the last three games. Therein lies the problem. They must protect the ball, and they must turn the ball over. That, in and of itself, will help take care of a lot of different things. Keeps you on the field longer. We all know that they have to stop the rush. That's when that slide really started. And you know what? I would say it's not a do-or-die game, but it's very, very important, certainly. I mean, the odds go down drastically if you don't win this game. So it's Raider week, but it's not Raider week. It's when it comes down to it, you've just got to win this game.
And you talked about the Chiefs kind of shooting themselves in the foot. And that was something that Coach Reid talked about quite a bit over the past week and since that Arizona Cardinals game last week, and that the problems were fixable. And what he meant by that was that you look at the Arizona Cardinals game, and they had a season-high 9 penalties for 75 yards. They had the 2 big turnovers. Now, granted, both those turnovers came in the midst of controversial plays, right? The offensive pass interference and the fumble on Travis Kelce. But the bigger story there is that the Chiefs' offense in those two possessions were driving the ball. A lot of people talking about that last drive, but they were moving the ball. It was turnovers, penalties that were really hurting them. And then obviously you look at the first Raiders game, it was third down success was really the name of the game there. Chiefs just went 2 of 14 on third down. The Raiders went 8 of 16. That's an area they've got to be better.
When you look at the NFL, third down, if you're on defense, you've got to get them off the field. If you're on offense, you have to get a first down and give your offense a chance to line up and do it again. So yes, very, very important. You talked about the fixable errors with Arizona, and I agree completely with Coach Reid. And it's things that, like, you can go back and say, okay, we had a chance to affect this, we just didn't do it the right way. It was frustrating for me watching there so close, because I felt like the Chiefs all along were going to come back and get that game because they were playing better. And, you know, let's also not forget that defensively, I think they got their hands on 4 footballs that they could have come down with. Therein lies what we talked about to begin this segment, which is they have to create turnovers. That will make a huge difference.
You talked about the Arizona game. You talked about third downs. In the last 3 games against the Raiders at Arrowhead Stadium, the Raiders are just 9 of 38, 24% on third down. That is Chiefs Kingdom and Arrowhead Stadium making a difference in this game. Raiders, always a little something extra there. I know you have stories playing against the Raiders, but that is one area. If Chiefs Kingdom wants to make a difference in this game, it's going to be on third down. It's an area that was a big point of emphasis in that loss in Oakland. They've got to be better in that area.
And you talk about the Chiefs Kingdom, I refer to it as 142.2, because when you come in this open-air stadium, the loudest stadium in not just the NFL, but the world, that makes a difference, and you have to give the Chiefs that advantage. It will be interesting to see how they perform coming off these 3 losses, but getting back to the home turf of Arrowhead, because let's be honest, as of late, they haven't been very successful in division games at home, so they have to turn that trend. But again, it keeps going back to the fact of you've got to get this win, then you worry about the next one.
Before last season, the Raiders had won 6 straight at Arrowhead. But in that game last year, Chiefs had 9 sacks, 3 interceptions, really disrupted everything the Raiders wanted to do offensively. But they aren't facing Terrell Pryor this year. They're facing a rookie quarterback in Derek Carr, who's shown that he's got some ability to remain calm in the pocket. He's made some plays. What do you see from Derek Carr?
You know, he's got a lot of moxie. He does not take very many sacks. I think they've got 20, which is towards the bottom of the league. So he gives the offense a chance to get back up the line of scrimmage and do it again. And Michael Rivera last week, what he did, it was a career day. I think he had 7 receptions for 105 yards. That tight end position, so big, such a matchup, or mismatch rather, in the NFL. So that'll be interesting. But the one thing that I took out of it this week was hearing Coach Reid say this, which was, you know what, when it comes down to it and you're playing the Raiders, you throw everything out, because it just comes down to that day and the division rival and what happens. So the Chiefs, they have to throw the past performance of not only the Raiders when they lost, but also these last these other 2 weeks, and just say, listen, we've got to go get this done.
Yep. The final point we've got to talk about, and the player we've got to talk about, is Latavius Murray, who kind of broke onto the scene against the Chiefs in that first matchup, had over 100 yards on just four carries. He played last week against the 49ers in their win over their Bay Area rival, and the Chiefs, based on what we've seen over the last four games and their struggles in the run defense, they're going to see a lot of Latavius Murray.
You would think, and then that last drive also with Marcel Reese and what they did there. The NFL is about chunk plays, and the Chiefs gave up too many big chunks in that first Oakland game. They've got to make sure to limit those as much as possible, give them a chance.
Third down, run defense, those are two areas to watch for the Chiefs defense.
Everything about game day at Arrowhead is special. But as any fan who's ever been to a Chiefs game will tell you, no victory is complete until it's been punctuated by the victorious march down Arrowhead's iconic spiral ramps. But like any skater, for Sean Malto, simply walking just isn't enough.